Blog Talk Radio. Beat to Radio.
And good night to you. You know what it is. It's your girl, K Nicole. This is Ladies Night on Beat to Radio. I'm in the building. It's Friday night, Ladies Night. Good night to you all and all you guys hanging out tonight. You know, as I say all the time, make sure you guys are safe. Be safe, hang out. You know, and drink responsibly. You know how we do it. You know how your girl do it. It's K Nicole. I have some things I want to talk about.
DJ Big Stu in the building.
My bad. DJ Big Stu.
She's so blown up now. She don't even introduce
me. No, come on, guys.
I ain't been here for.
Exactly.
But God, you can still introduce me. I'm in the building. Let them know I'm here.
Right, Stu. My bad.
God.
My bad. DJ Big Stu
changed
in the building.
Just blown up, just changed on me. I'm telling y'all.
Yeah, I don't forgot about you, man. You be going on me now.
She forgot about me.
Because you be going on me for man. I haven't seen you for like a month now.
I'd be in the station. I'd just be doing something else. You was doing your thing,
man,
holding your show down.
On this side of the studio, you up there with Kappa. I don't know what y'all doing. Movies,
I'm not that far upstairs. I'm almost
that.
Upstairs, but I'm not that far upstairs.
Stu in the building. I got to make sure I represent.
Ladies
you.
Night.
This is K Nicole, DJ Big Stu, Ladies Night, B Stu Radio. You know, Stu, lately I've been hearing my topic everywhere.
What's that?
Everywhere.
What's your topic?
My topic tonight is catfish.
That show that's on MTV, I think.
Well, not the show, just for say what's happening. I give the definition. It's a definition.
Lonely people who date people on the internet for more than years.
Let me give the definition. A catfish is someone who pretends to be someone they're not, using Facebook or other social media to create false identities, particularly to pursue a deceptive online relationship. Like, you do this just so you can have a fake online relationship.
Mm.
Something is wrong with that person in your life. Like, you just pretending to be somebody else. All right, so the other day I'm watching a show. No, I called you up and told you to watch it too, because this show is bugging me out. So one of the ladies up there, she's been dating this guy for over a year. The guy's supposed to be a stripper. She's a stripper. They both exotic dancers.
Well, hold up. Can I say something before we get into this?
Got it.
I just want to say one thing.
Yeah.
If you're dating a guy for a year, you never seen him, you're not dating him.
Yeah, I totally agree.
You know what I'm saying? There's no way in the world you get what you deserve, to me, honestly, if you fall in love with somebody a lot and it's been over a year, you don't see them for 2-3 years, you get what you deserve because you gullible for no sense. You can have somebody in your presence take advantage of you, then somebody long distance take advantage of you.
Now, you know what? It's possible to have a long distance relationship and you guys don't see each other like that. But if you're in a relationship where the person can never send you no real personal pictures, or you don't never see him in a picture with his family, or you've been with this person for a whole entire year and all you have is three pictures, the same
like
three
the
pictures
girl
you see online.
The girl that thought the guy was a stripper, right?
Yes. Now, her situation.
Talk about her.
All right. Her situation.
I can tell you how stupid she is.
She's an exotic dancer. She's on Facebook. She wound up getting a click from a guy on there who's supposed to be another exotic dancer. Nice looking, everything, you know. She's a nice looking woman, you know, they're exotic dancers. But anyhow, she's talking to this guy for a whole year and some change. Matter of fact, she just got three pictures of him that he posted on Facebook. And that's the only two pictures she gets to see of him. Or for the whole entire year. Now, no pictures of him doing anything on the beach, just with family, friends, just the same three stupid pictures she'd been looking at for a whole year long. And then, you know, on the show Catfish, the guys would come around and you know, because I guess the guy that really invented Catfish, He went through the same thing. He was in love with somebody online.
Somebody broke his heart?
And yeah, he found out that the female was completely a whole other person.
Now he
want
to do a TV show.
So now he's just going around trying to maybe open people's eyes or something and let them know that, you know, this is possible to happen.
Revenge.
It's not revenge, because he felt.
Now, let me tell you something. You're a stripper, and you fall in love with another stripper online. First of all, you're a stripper falling in love with another stripper. You know strippers. You know their job. You know what they do. You know what it is. You know what I'm saying? Let's
see, that's probably why she connected, because, you know,
she
the guy supposedly
what,
in her same position, and they go through the same thing. I mean,
now,
if you're a stripper, don't mean you
still
know,
had the same swag
of
the same conversation. He was just a fat guy.
Listen, she went and met the guy, you know, the catfish dude.
He was
fat. He was a heavy set, you know.
Bald-headed guy. He didn't look
guy.
Nothing like the stripper guy.
Listen, nothing like the stripper. Nowhere like the stripper.
But
he wasn't a bad-looking guy.
Though. But no, listen
yeah.
to this. The same stuff he was kicking to her all those for that year, he still was kicking that to her. Why she couldn't just judge him for that?
It's not even about that. It's about the lives, dude. You've been dating this person online for a whole year.
You a dummy. You ain't been dating him.
Well, listen, you totally right.
You've been writing emails
to
him.
You dating somebody
for
a whole year.
If your mind, you're that stupid that you can't tell, send him an email and dating it ain't the same goddamn thing. You deserve everything that happened to you.
Nah, they ain't sending an email just for
saying. That's all she was doing,
sending
an email. When
you
messing online, you texting.
Calling each other.
Talking on the
each
phone.
Other.
But
you,
nobody came to see
up.
Nobody. You're seriously
Let
dating.
Let me tell you something, Stu.
He's a man.
Back in the day, before they had telephones and all this stuff, this is how people connected. So it's possible.
Yeah, they had a chastity belt, too, on a woman. They had the woman with a metal chastity belt on her, and her father locked it up with a lock. And you had to get... And for you to get back in those days, right? Check this out. Back in those days, before you get the pootie, you had to get the key from daddy to the metal drawers the women was wearing. The chastity belt.
You wasn't just getting the cootie, you got to marry.
You know what I'm saying? So.
So, anyway, it just bugged out.
She's
like,
dumb.
I agree with you. Like, you totally. Right now, if any of y'all listening to K. Nicole right now, Stu, and you're in a relationship with somebody online, and it's been like 2 or 3 weeks. I'm going to give you 2 or 3 weeks. That's still stupid. But I'm going to give you 2 or 3 weeks, and you ain't really see no real personality in a person, no real pictures of something he doing. You're not Skyping. You're not seeing no real faces, no family, no nothing, even online. Then you maybe need to do some research.
I'm going to say something that will make it, and this is not, you know, I'm going to just say it. I'm going to just say it. Fuck it. I'm going to just say it. The dude wasn't trying to get no ass for a whole year. He just met her. She should have known something was wrong.
I agree.
A new person relationship, after 3 or 4 months of them having a conversation and they started to be like, you know, they started seeing themselves click, a man would try to get some new butt. He was like, all right, baby, this is the time in our relationship we need to step up this ladder. I'm going to come out there and visit you for the weekend. Or I'm going
to
send this dude to get out here. He didn't do that. She had to call a catfish guy and sneak up on money. Just for the fact that you had to go with this man in a van and ride into this man thing. You're not dating. If you have to do that, you're not dating.
All right. And that's just one person's story.
But they all dummies because they all think they dating.
And listen, I have to say this. In this instance, in this type of situation, you don't really look at the African-American, Hispanic person to really get caught up in this. This girl that this first story is about is a black girl. The rest of them, the little whiteies, getting caught up. So I'm watching Dr. Phil today, actually. Today I'm watching Dr. Phil. This has really made me want to do the show. I'm watching Dr. Phil, and Dr. Phil got three ladies up there. One lady was in a relationship with a guy, I think, for maybe 2 or 3 years, and the guy would never see her. This lady started cutting herself, started bugging out over this guy and everything because he wouldn't come see her. Like, every time he's supposed to come see her, mm-hmm. She's supposed to see him, his mother died or his sister died or he broke his arm. Somebody was in the hospital. So he could never make it, or he didn't want her to see him in a way that he was vulnerable or weak because, you know, his mother was dead and he didn't feel like whatever. what I'm saying is she started to get to the point of, like, bugging out. She started cutting herself because she said, she was so in love with this person and the pain was so much that, you know, he kept rejecting her. But this is what Dr. Phil asked her. Dr. Phil asked this lady, what did you tell yourself to make you believe what he said? Because you have to tell yourself something. Because as a female, you already know, Stu. We do digging and searching and we doing FBI shit. So you telling me all this whole 3 years, you just had to tell yourself not to search for this guy. Because any female is going to be like, you know what, after a while, any normal person, not just female, but this can happen to you too. Any normal person would have did the research and wanted to find out who the heck this was and who the heck, where he is and where he at and what's going on. I mean, any normal person, male or female, would have eventually after a week or two started, you know, wanting to know what's up.
Well, I'm going to tell you like this, man. It's a shame that show is just a bunch of sorry people. The dude who keep driving people around who did a show, you know, I felt bad for him because it bothered him enough that he said, I'm going to do a show about this. And people, and I mean, I guess it's an interesting
it's
show.
It's not really that
it's
he
not
just
really
wanted to do a show.
The show because
he
I really
wound
don't
up documenting
care.
His relationship with the person
really
that he was online with.
Seeing and people who's fools like that travel someplace just that they always get let down. You know, like the lady went there one day and the guy wasn't even a guy, it was a girl.
Yeah, yeah.
You know
and one situation, the girl was so caught up on this guy. And but that's not it. That's the situation. It's not even worse than this other lady's. She was sitting here online with a guy for 10 years. 10 years.
10 dumb years. See, this is what I'm saying. She's a stripper. This is how
nah,
she's
that's not
it.
The stripper one. This is just another lady.
All right, another lady. 10 years.
The stripper one waited
nobody
a year.
Was sticking her in 10 years?
10 years she waited for this guy.
She waited, you let nobody tap that. Never seen
I don't, him. I don't know if she ain't just let nobody tap it.
Dumb, and if she let somebody tap that, it's not serious. You're dumb if you do. It's a catch-22 situation.
Listen. If we on the phone for 10 years and you don't want
to
come see me, I can't see you.
But they would have to be having cyber sex and stuff like that.
They didn't have nothing because she never really seen him. They never Skype. They never nothing.
Cyber sex is just talking dirty and
texting. Oh, yeah. They might have had
cyber sex and she had to play with herself. And
She took that good stuff to him. She sent him all kind of pictures, but for some reason they never got pictures. Just like the same stripper girl. She sent the guy all kind of pictures of her in all kind of ways and shape, but he never sent her back anything.
People,
listen.
Just remember, the internet, whatever you send on the internet, it stays forever, even if you erase it out your file.
Yep.
Once you send it and put it on the internet, it stays there forever.
You know what? This situation
it's
even
like
worse than them jailbird girls or dudes that be into jailbirds. You know, they got a lot of females and dudes that just want to meet jailbirds and live a fantasy world about that.
Yeah,
and every
go,
time
go
a jailbird
to
come
Island,
out,
you see a
jailbird
bunch of them
go
on
out
bus.
There and do his own or her own thing.
Go to Rikers Island to be a girl going to visit her man and got 9 of her friends to go there to talk to the dudes in jail that he's locked up with.
Word.
Yeah, he gets the name and they call a guy up. That's how it goes. You know, they go to the jail,
yeah, they
right?
You
get the name.
Yes.
I want to speak to blah, blah, blah. He comes up, you and him start to meet and talk. That's the jail dating game.
Listen, but it's still stupid. They in jail. They can do nothing for you. What's the point of you going up there, visiting somebody, sitting with them for a couple of minutes, and going back
most
about
of those girls like that like dating dudes in jail, I'm going to tell you like this. A lot of times, I'm going to tell you the psychological characteristics of them.
Nobody else
can have no. They got a lot of brothers. A lot of those girls got a lot of brothers. You know what I mean? Grew up in a house rugged with brothers. One of the brothers probably a little gangster or something that she look up to. You know what I'm saying? And she want her man. A lot of those girls be having an uncle or some family member or some people close to them that's gangster that they feel that's why they need to go to get a guy in jail.
I don't
You know what I'm saying? Because they're looking for the dude in their family that they look up to. I'm telling you, man. If you look at a lot of those girls that go to the prisons and all that, when you go to their home, just check them out. They be the wild dudes.
They have some dysfunction in the home.
You gotta,
but
they know
I don't
about
see you.
Jail. They
just
know about jail
like
good because they usually go see their brother or their cousin or their old man before, probably was a man before. I'm telling you.
Nah, I totally agree with you with that. But at the same time, your brother, your cousin, your old man, and all them wasn't doing shit for you. You was doing all the shit for them.
Nah, they not,
what's the point?
You ever see a dude go to jail? He doing 18 years. He come out with a girlfriend already.
Yeah,
we've been chilling. I got mad.
There's a lot of jailbird girls.
That's how it is, yo.
I mean, there's love for everybody. And then when that guy come out from 18 years, he's 9 times out of 10 gay, and then he don't even want the girl once he get out. He done mess somebody else. He ready to swing his oath.
It depends, man, because some dudes, if they try to get themselves together, that girl might be the reason he straightened up.
Some dudes. But a lot of times it don't be like
dudes
that.
Dudes come out of jail, the girl put them on their feet, you know, especially, you know, dudes who lose their family and they come out of jail and the girl put them on their feet in those situations, you know.
It depends. I done seen some girls get their heart broken for these jail guys.
Well, yeah.
Heartbroken.
And guys got their hearts broken, too, in jail, you know. God, get the letter. Your wife over here.
God, just not living a real life.
Bang.
Yo, I think you're not living a real life. If you in there for 18 years and you really think that girl is just going to lag out for 18 years and don't have no life.
Can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Do it says. When they marry, and if they marry, right?
Nah, that's a different story.
Because it says do thick and thin.
Now, if you marry, I'm going to tell you like this. If I was married and my husband went to jail, and whatever he went to jail for, he was going to ride or die for his family, me and everybody, and then he went to jail with it, I would stick with him 100%. Now, if my husband is out there doing some sneaky shit, and he wound up going to jail, and I ain't know nothing about nothing, and it was just, he just went to jail on some dumbness, I'm sorry, hubbo, we getting divorced.
Women are trash today, I'm telling you.
What?
Women are trash today.
Women are trash today.
Yeah. In this day.
What?
Back in the days in 1950s.
Stuff like that.
No,
women are trash.
Saying, I'm not saying that in a bad way.
No, I'm about to get on you right now. Like,
I'm not saying that in a bad way. In 1945,
1950.
You're
being there more loose.
Yeah, like back thing. In the days, a woman would took a lot more.
Back
to
in the
do
days,
that.
Women was doing all kind of shit. It just ain't so open.
I mean, Papa's was Rolling Stone. You had Pop's homeboys that used to have 2-3 different families.
Yo,
right?
Let me tell you something.
And women
just
stood by them. They used to look at the thing where as long as he was taking care of the family. Because there was a lot of black men like that. They worked on the railroads, you know, and they traveled from state to state. And when they rode through that state and they got the paycheck, they would pay for that family in that state. You know what I mean? And you know, women stuck by these dudes, man. Thick and thin women of the past been through mad more hard times than a young woman that's in for now, you know. A young woman now, you know, if a brother can't buy her a pair of Prada or Gucci or some Louis Vuitton or some crap like that, she'd be ready to leave him.
Listen,
now,
I don't know about the Gucci, Louis Vuitton, and all that, but I feel if you ain't really got nothing to bring to the table,
women back in the
day,
the
point.
Held a household so deep, yo, I'm going to tell you some crazy, man, especially for black women and Hispanic women.
That's why
women
are like
here,
they
yeah,
are
how
now,
many women
because
in
they
the
got
19,
men did all that
how many
stuff
women
them? They
in the 1930 and the 1940 knowing they had to do this for their family, like with the husband and everything, and the husband know that the white man, master or whatever, you know, made her sleep with him so they can have a meal.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
I mean, in that aspect, you already know some aspects.
You know what I'm saying? Women put
up with a lot. You couldn't even help what it was. You had to do it anyway. You didn't even have a choice, really, in some senses. Some cases, you ain't have a choice. You had to do what you had to do. This is why a lot of the black brothers are a little weak because they grew up thinking weak. You know what I'm saying? We was set to be weak. If you sitting there and you got to watch your wife sleep with somebody else or your wife got to have kids by another guy, you can't absolutely do absolutely nothing about it. horrible.
Well, not their country, not the bottom, but the way of the land.
It wasn't the way of the land. They made people slaves. That ain't the way of the damn land. What the hell are you talking about? You were made into a slave. That ain't the way of the land.
I'm not saying you were made into a slave, but that was what women did to feed their families.
I mean, women do that today. That's
yeah, now
that's
they do it today different. Back then, they did it like a lot of times a man would know.
Let me tell
that
you something.
That's what his wife was going out to do.
Always sells.
No, listen
always.
To what I'm trying to say, the difference. A lot of times, the man, there wasn't no pimping thing. It wasn't no thing. It would be a thing that would be like a disgraceful thing in the family, you know, like a sad thing, whatever day would happen. But she would come home with the food and groceries and money, and that's what they would have to do sometimes once or twice a month to live. A lot of minority women did that in the 1920s and 30s. That's how they had to do.
This is why they grew up. This is why a lot of things.
You know,
like
they were cleaning the house. They was cleaning the house, but they get tight or they need a little advance on the money or something. And the wife go out. You know, they used to be maids and stuff like that. You know, a lot of maids in the 1920s and 30s had to do that.
They
and
did.
Husbands would know.
And it wasn't even, it's not even the point of
it was
that
one
they
point
had
time
to
where
do
that
it.
Was almost like something regular in the early 1800s. That was something that was regular.
The
slave days,
slavery.
In the slave days, that was regular, that the bastard
that
came and sat
part
the
of
house.
Slavery,
and the husband would be sitting there in the thing knowing that that's what master just did, was took his wife. And she would have to come back and lay in the bed with this man.
Listen, that still was part of slavery.
Because
in the early 1900s, a lot of black people wasn't able to do anything
anyway.
See, my point
is not to say it's not part of slavery.
No, I know what
you're
saying.
It's part of what a woman did compared to what some of these women of today would put up with or would have to do for their family or what sacrifice they would make before they would walk out of a relationship.
It ain't really what a woman did if the guy is forcing you. Now, there's situations where the woman knew and she could get extra this for if she do that, you're right. But if it comes to the point where you have to do it, and if you don't do it, you're going to lose your job or you this or that, that's not really a choice. You just have to do that shit. And you're right. The husbands didn't know. It is still a form of slavery because they felt like they had to do it. They didn't do it. They were either get beat or punished or something. It was a consequence to them saying no. It wasn't always necessarily that they said they did it because oh, we need the money. It was because a lot of times they had to just do it.
Sometimes it was done for the money.
I'm pretty sure a lot of times it was done for the money.
A lot of times it was done for the money.
But a lot of times it was done because they had to do it. Because I'm telling you, trust me, it wasn't just, oh, it was short. It was short in a way where they probably was holding out in some way. So she had to do stuff like that. Or blackmailing a female. No, you know. You got a choice of pick and choose who you just want to sleep with for the money. But when it comes to certain situations in those days, you had to sleep with them anyway. That was you right. It was like just a given thing. The wife,
you're
the husband,
my point,
wife knew.
K. Nicole.
They knew.
You're making my point, K. Nicole.
You're right. It's sad though. I hate to say it, but you know, when it
now,
comes to us, we had to do a lot to survive.
Now girls today do go to jail. 2 months later, she already got another boyfriend, another dude living in the crib.
The nigga, let me tell you something. If he in there for 18 years and she find out, I don't see why she can't live her life. What the hell is she supposed to do?
Now, when a girl goes to jail, right?
You know ain't no dude waiting on no chick, man. I don't
this
care what.
This dude's not did it. This dude's out here that ran the family, held their kids down. Because the moms went to jail. This dude.
Nine times out of ten, she went to jail on some shit she did for him.
Oh, there's a lot of women that were smoking crack.
Yeah.
Well, let's get into some music, man.
Let's get into some music. This your girl, K. Nicole. This is Ladies Night. DJ Big Stu in the building. Speech Stu Radio, y'all. Let's get into something.
Look kind of familiar.
Yeah, you do too.
But I just wanted to know, do you know somebody named?
You know the name.
Oh yeah, definitely. I know his name.
Let me explain to you, I'm saying.
What you saying?
It's not even like that.
It wasn't like that, but I saw you.
Baby, I don't love her.
You don't love me? You know what? I don't even want to talk to you.
She don't mean nothing to
me. I don't
want to
see your face.
She was just telling me.
I just want to see you walking through that
baby,
door.
Don't.
There ain't nothing else to
why
say.
Why we gotta do it
peace.
Like this? Baby. Damn.
Coming home late. It seems you barely beat the sun. Tapping my shoulder. Thinking you gon' get you some. Smelling like some fragrance that I don't even wear. So if you want some loving, I suggest you go.
About these people, Well, it's your girl, K. Nicole, and tonight we're talking about catfish. Catfish is a person.
Catfish should mean dumb people who's in love on the internet.
Catfish is an online predator that's interested in a deceptive.
Why would they a predator? Because they just want to live in Atlanta make-believe. They're not a predator. They're not coming
predator.
To see you. They're not calling. They just call you.
I don't know. Some people.
They avoid you. They're not a predator because you go to see them. They avoid you so much that so when you
okay.
go see them, so they're not
right.
a predator.
Online deceptor. But it's still a predator because you search out people that you can manipulate into the situation.
Let me tell you something. You said an online deceptor?
Deceptor. Online
that you,
relationship.
You explained in half of the people who go into the welfare office. Online, well, a black, white, Spanish, Jewish, whatever. The online deceptor, especially if you're white, you go to the welfare office. And I don't mean that in a racist
way.
I mean,
they got some broke-ass white people.
Yeah, no, there's everybody who needs public, you know, like I said, public, everybody. But then there's people that don't really need it.
But
they
get you
it.
Got some ones that really know how to play that game.
Exactly. I remember sitting in the public assistant office one day, and I was there with a friend, and I remember hearing a guy say, "Yo, this is my seventh case." I'm like, "God damn!" He knew the court. He knew the fill of papers. He knew when they were gonna get him his Metro card. He knew more than the lady who was helping him.
He knew the system.
He was telling her, "Yeah, y'all gonna do this and y'all gonna do that," and she had to go check and call the supervisor. This dude. He could have been working for the welfare office.
He knew the system. He was a system.
Good he was.
I mean, to me, that's a horrible life. But you know what? Everybody finally hustle in something. But just to be sitting there living off the government, then got the nerve to tell the government, telling people what the government owe you. Because you don't do shit.
Only 47% of people do that.
Yeah, because you, nah, 47% don't do that. It's a few percent that
do
that.
I'm saying, I'm just still being sarcastic.
That's what Romney feel
like. That's what they found out, Mitt Romney ended up, that's the only percentage of the vote he ended up winning. Not even less than that, 46%.
He's way less than that.
Yeah, because Obama won by 51-something percent now.
Mm.
He won by more than 50%. That's more than George Bush. Beat John Kerry. He won by 51%.
Obama's still winning right now. He's still
winning. Yeah, right now they're counting all the mail-in voting.
That's crazy.
And that just shows you how much the Republicans are so embarrassed because they misled us. They they put out a lot of press to make it seem like Mitt Romney was close. This election was not close at all.
I mean, they were deceptive through the whole
entire
campaign.
Yeah, they were deceptive. It was not, and it's a shame because it's out there. They still trying to lie. It's like these little old men, I guess the old men feeling, hey, we ain't going to be here long, Republicans. Not only that, we are all old and we get ready to get pushed out.
You know what? I don't even think they feel like that.
They know they get pushed out.
No, not about pushing out. They're getting pushed out, of course, because times have changed. But
Senator,
I believe these old white men really believe the things that they believe. They believe women.
Yeah, because they're racist.
They come from
a neocon.
You know, pregnancy whenever she wants to. She could just do that.
They come from neo-con
like
or whatever that, neo-whatever.
The crazy thing is, all these men
mindset.
Have daughters, wives, mothers, sisters, and they got the craziest way of thinking. You never spoke to your mother, wife,
all
your daughter,
men have
nobody about nothing.
Every one of those men has stepped on families and people, innocent, regular, everyday people.
I guess when you
got
the money,
got
you don't care. You don't care who you step on.
You know? If you look at the whole Romney campaign, if you look at Boehner, if you look at everybody that speaks for the Republicans, these guys that you can obviously see, these guys, no matter what color you was, if you wasn't part of what they were standing for, they stepped on people to get where they got to go. Speaker Boehner's talking so stupid. You don't have the upper hand. America's the upper hand, you dummy. You a few men, you know, y'all, who do y'all represent? Because you don't represent a bunch of people because you lost the vote by so big. All right, the senators won in the racist states because a lot of these states is racist. Certain governors won. They kept the House because a lot of governors, Republican governors, won in these racist states.
Because there was a lot of real deception in them polls before it really came to light.
You didn't win on ideals and you didn't win on ideology. You didn't win on that. You lost on those facts right
you
there.
You lost on
in America
the votes
spoken.
In a lot of places. A lot of them votes. You know, when it came down to the wire, then they started changing stuff. You know that. But a lot of things was already suppressed.
Yeah.
And already in the movement. It's just crazy because when you see how much Obama won and that he's still collecting votes right now, that means that the people has really spoken. Like, they don't want what you or what the Republicans offered. They don't want it in a big way. Even the Republicans that they thought was going to vote for them voted the other way. I was saying that to you too, Stu. I was like, I bet you a lot of motherfuckers going to go behind doors and have a whole other vote because the things Romney is talking about is crazy. But anyway, every time we see Romney doing his speech, his crowd never sounded loud.
Yeah,
you never seen the crowd.
They
never showed the crowd.
They don't show you. They just show you the people standing behind them. And they always twinkle three little blacks and Puerto Ricans in that crowd.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe a Chinese. And they be sitting there looking like they strictly getting a check. Like, oh, snap, I hope nobody from the block see me standing over there. They put me right in front of the camera.
You see how he made the work if people stand in back of him.
Were, and they boss laid a lot of people off, their boss. He actually really did lay a lot of people. You know, like a boss like that, somebody should have whipped his ass. I'm telling the truth. If you laid me off for a vote because I voted for somebody that was against that you didn't want me to vote for, my boss, I think you deserve an ass with them.
I think so, too, and I think you,
yeah.
That's illegal, and he should
that's
be charged.
That's a legal case.
He should be
that's
able
a legal
to get
charge. Through. I think if a boss get an ass whipping, other bosses won't think like that. They'll be like, well, you know what? Hey, man, you know, they get whipped ass over this voting stuff. Let me mind my business. See, it's just that the Republicans have been so hard. Democrats be always like, you know, we be always under the gun, like, fighting. If we start getting down and dirty and you know, we got a lot of Democrats, a lot of minorities in Democrats. Than is it Democrats.
I'd be
if
wanting us to be more aggressive,
getting,
too, but I think we got to be the different.
I understand, but these new old man Republicans, a couple of them need to be slapped in public.
Like McCain.
McCain has to be, now nah, well, he might fall down and can't get back
up. Yeah,
you
can't smack him, he's too old. But still, he need to be, somebody need to jump in his face.
Yeah. He can smack Karl Rove, though.
Jump
Karl Rove need to be smacked.
Now, what the hell is that? We smacking old people, too. We smacking McCain.
Smack, you got the ball head.
We smacking McCain. We smacking old heads, too. That's it.
You back smack McCain, you know.
He needs to be. I think I need to smack his part on the other side.
Smack soldier, you're fighting the wrong war. Back smack
put his part on
the
other side. I can see McCain's face right now being smacked, red as hell, and his hair sticking out.
McCain is losing his power. At the end of the day, he knows he's not going to have the same power, and that bothers him. And everybody knows that. Then he lost to Obama. McCain made history. He's the one. He to the racist white people, he's the one who let the quote-unquote her nigga in.
Yeah.
He's the one who, if you would have beat him, he would have never got in.
Well, it wasn't
now
really
he made
his
history
fault.
Again.
Those same people didn't even vote for him.
Now he made history again because he won two terms.
Listen, I know people, I'm going to say it like
one
this.
Term and won one term. We know that. America, people know that. The George Bush stole the first term.
Yeah, we know that. We definitely know that.
Won the second term out of fear.
I'm going to say it like this.
Lies about mass destruction, weapons of mass destruction.
Ah, man, lie. And then Aunt Condoleezza Rice got up there and lied, dead lie, and knew she was lying. But
and McCain was backing them. They don't talk about
McCain,
that.
They said
they
it was a different issue. That whole war was a lie.
They don't talk about
we
that.
We are $16 trillion in debt because of that war. And they don't want to talk about it. They try
see,
to bring
these guys' history, they don't want their history shattered. These last Republicans in the last maybe 10 or 12 years, they got bad history. They don't have the history of the great Ronald Reagan, the Republicans great. And, you know, like they said this, Ronald Reagan wasn't the greatest president. But he was the greatest Republican president, one of the great Republican presidents. And that's what it stated. Like, and it was like, oh, nah, you hear Reagan, he's going, no, he wasn't a great, statistically wise, he wasn't a great president. He made a couple of bipartisan, you know what I'm saying, but things. He did a couple of things bipartisan and reached out to people. But in history, facts that, you know, he's just a Republican, you know. Guy. They don't have history of having more. More Democrats has been more better presidents than Republicans.
Of course, because the Democrat has a different agenda. The Democrat has an agenda for the whole people. Republicans always have an agenda for a certain part of the country.
I really feel somebody for the weapons of mass destruction and for what happened to America, somebody should get impeached for that. Somebody in the Bush administration should be impeached for that.
Nah, I think Bush should have got impeached for that.
Yeah, Bush
should have got impeached for that.
Condoleezza Rice, you know, Colonel Powell stepped down. That was a sign. Carl Rove should get impeached himself. Carl Rove said a lot of stuff. And Cheney, especially Cheney.
Especially Cheney. It's bugged out how to, I don't know, maybe it's the money in the situation. But I'm telling you, you see how the Republicans, they just brush it off and they just get brushed under. Look how they going hard after that.
They should have brought Cheney under charges. America should do that.
I think he got, didn't he get kicked off? Didn't he get impeached? Bush had a whole new vice president. They had to get rid of
Well, he
Cheney.
Was getting sick and he was having heart attacks and he shot somebody. He shot his own person on a hunting trip with him. Yeah, I don't know. That's why you can't trust Cheney.
I think they did that shit on purpose.
If I was the other guy, and depending on what I would have known or what
was
going on.
I think it was a black
guy,
too. I'm dead serious.
I don't know. But I'd have been like, he shot me. Like, we better have been the best. Like, how did you just shoot me?
I think that was on purpose, and they tried to cover it up. Cheney probably got mad and shot his ass and paid him.
You probably
try to cover that up.
We need to come out with this weapons of mass destruction and end it. And he walked in front of Dick, and Dick was so mad, this motherfucker, and just shot.
I think they got into some heated shit out there and then, and Dick Cheney got mad and shot that man and probably paid him off to say it was an accident. Because how you going to shoot him by accident? Y'all all dressed up in all this camouflage together. How is it that he in front of you to shoot him? That don't even make sense. And look at all the shit. They just get away with everything.
I don't like when McCain gets mad at the way he looks. I don't like the way he looks.
He's so silly.
He looks like something's going to hurt, something's going to break. He looks like a toy.
Yeah, he do look like a little robot.
He looks like a little toy. I know it's hard for him to raise his hand, but why you keep raising him, Ben? Why you keep trying? Keep him down, man. Why you keep trying, bro?
I don't think it's off of him.
And
they just like that now.
And he wants to just the most qualified sister in the game. And he wants
to,
you know.
You know who Condoleezza. Condoleezza was on their side. She got a lot of shit she know that went
you
down.
Know, they,
that
you know, there was a lot of speculation about Condoleezza and Bush.
I think Condoleezza was getting tossed up in there with Cheney and Bush.
Yeah. All the time. Condoleezza, I think they said it was her and Bush.
Her one role, baby.
Condoleezza and Bush, they,
I think Cheney, Bush, and they had Condoleezza up in that White House tour song. She was just too silly with it, man. I don't know.
You know, Bush, they were sniffing in the Bush day.
Yeah, they was getting hot. They was having fun up in there.
Cocaine City.
Cocaine.
Yep.
Cocaine.
One thing about the Bushes,
we had told you off my subject. You know that, right?
Like, they had the first daughters that was getting in trouble in my era, right?
Yeah, they was getting bad. That's the first real, like, presidential kids that was really getting in trouble.
Trouble, you know? They respected little Obama, little girls to be that, but they so many, they so princesses, they don't do that. They're going to get pregnant by 16.
Trust
I heard all that type of stuff.
When I say it, Michelle got them on track. She wants them to know who they are. They know who they are. You know what I'm saying? Reason we get caught up, we don't know who we are.
See, they was humble. They come from humble beginnings, the girls too.
Exactly.
The girls. So the Bush daughters,
They was already spoiled.
And, oh, my dad, my grandfather was a president. My dad's a senator.
It was like that. My dad is a president. I got to do what I
now,
want.
Now, look at the Republicans, right? Bush was supposed to bring us back. But how do we vote Bush in? When we look back in history and you check Bush history, all of his companies that he was head of went bankrupt and failed, just like America did under his watch.
Mm-hmm.
So how the Republicans can find But that history that is easy to find online, on the internet, anybody could just find it out. How do they put this person, the select, well, this guy is our...
I really don't know how Bush was.
But there was a lot of guys got rich. Believe me, the gas prices went up. It's been up ever since then.
Bush walked out paid. He walked out the presidency paid, like paid. That's what he said. He said he had capital. He was going to use it. He used his capital to change the taxes and change everything so the whiteys could get paid.
I only wish when the dude threw the shoe at him, he had a little better aim, like with a quarter.
Hit him in the head. Now Bush was on point because he was bobbing and weaving. He was on point with that one.
He probably thought it was a suicide bomber, though. He was probably a little scared too.
Yeah, I would have been scared. I would have been scared too. Like this nigga just threw his shoe, and he got arrested. That guy got arrested for that.
Yeah.
And you know what? Another person had some words for Bush and got arrested.
Well,
you're
not
still
supposed to disrespect the president of the United States.
How come nobody was arrested in Obama case? I don't understand this. This is why we got to be on point, because we got to make them respect it, and Obama is making them respect it, and that's exactly where we need to be. And he's doing it elegantly, and they can't stand it because they want him to act like an animal.
Yep.
They can't stand it. And we're totally off my subject.
Well, let's get back into some more music and come back to your subject.
Yeah, we come back and talk about some more deception, online deception. How the hell do you get online deceptive? That's crazy. It's just crazy. It's your girl, K. Nicole.
Ladies night.
Got Stu in the building.
Big Bizzle.
In the building. Let's get into some music, Stu. Let's do that.
Feel so good,
hey.
She said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone, gotta leave you alone,
she said,
I know you bad, but I want you back,
hey.
She said, make me so sad, that I gotta leave you alone. Gotta leave you alone.
I got my mind on my money. All I need is a bad bitch that I can run through the city, spend his cash with. That I can run through the city, spend his cash on. Wake up in the morning, get my smash on. I don't want much, baby, egg white. Keep your stomach and your thighs and your legs right. While I'm out here, focus, getting his bread right. But if they head right, these are the headlines. Wake up in the morning and I'm still here. Up in the morning and I ain't gone. All I ask, let me just do me. And maybe just me and you can get along. Had the mother bitches mad when they seen us. Had to match the Rolexes, baby, team us. Yeah, the earth is our turf, we can share the world. Maybe even go half on a baby girl.
She said, you ain't no good, but you feel so good. She said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone.
Won't be watching mine. Put you up on G, show you how to shine. And maybe we can kick it when I got a time. Be my backbone, every nigga need a spot. Gotta know you ride with me if I'm right or wrong. Case I wake up in the morning and it's all gone. Best believe I'ma get it right back. That's the hustler in me, I you like that. You probably think I'm with a different broad at night. When I think about this shit, man, you probably right. The more I think about it, shit, you probably wrong. Cause what you didn't think about it, that I'm probably grown.
She said, you ain't no good,
no good,
but you feel so good.
She said,
what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone.
Loving you, it's really all that's on my mind.
year. I want to give a shout out to my man, the Gooch, man. Just hit me up on a tweet, man. Told me he listening in. Big shout out to the homie, man. My man, a.k.a. Cash D Dollar. You know what I'm saying? One of the old homies from the block, man. 110th Street, Clinton Love in the building. Just want to give a shout out to the homie. Peace out. This thing was happening. Swallow my pride.
Let it ride and parted. But this body felt just like mine. I got worried. I looked over to the left. A reflection of myself. That's why I couldn't catch my breath. Ooh, there goes my shirt up over my.
Anybody something for their birthday or brought them something?
I don't really know.
But the only thing I would figure is the person that's getting decepted will be doing a bunch of stuff.
But if they didn't have nothing for their birthday, if you're going out with a person for 10 years and he never sent you nothing for your birthday, he never sent you a card, he never came to take you out for your birthday,
10
he
years.
Never took a vacation to come see you once a year, how?
I know, how? I agree with you.
You are
crazy
for even going with that crazy white guy getting in the van to go find this man or a woman, because he could be some... You could have went there, like, say you could have went there and found out that he was the DC sniper.
I mean, you know what's so crazy on the show, Stu? You see them getting ready. I mean, they getting cute and ready to go meet this person. I mean, like, ready and nervous, like, oh, I hope he likes me. Not even really thinking, like, you going to meet somebody that's not even who you thought they were. Like... I mean, like, they be really getting ready, go get dressed. And they really leaving everything. They family is telling them, like, yo, you bugging out. You don't even know what you're doing. And they like, nah, I don't care what you say. Now, remember the one that was on, I know you seen this one because me and you talked about it. All right, the girl that her sister was dating the same guy. This is the girl that wound up finding.
That's not crazy.
All right, her and her sister was online talking to the same person. Her sister was talking to the person first. Then she wound up talking to the person, and they started talking, and they came real close. But before that, the person was talking to the sister. And when she finally tell her sister, like, I'm going for it, I'm going for him, and I don't care how you feel, and the sister like, oh, you wrong, and you ain't right, and she mad, and they arguing. And she go meets this person, and it's another female, a fat, dyke, lesbian
female. Yeah, that's what we just
talking
about, that one.
And
she's like, yeah. I don't know why I did it to her.
She like,
I was going to tell her.
You online and you got played.
She
was hoping,
truth.
You know what she was hoping? That she come there and fall in love with her.
She thought she was going,
thought she was going to be like, all right, well. Because
she told her to come, right? Once she realized she was coming.
Even the other persons did. They wind up saying, all right, just why that? They might as well come see who I am. Let's just get it over with.
And then that, you know, I'm tired of living a lie. That's the other person. Because
I really fell in love with
you. You know, I really fell in love with you, and I just got tired of living a lie. I hope maybe we could be the girl that's the stripper girl. Like, huh, I don't want your fat ass.
No, truth talk, if you out here listening, you got an online
relationship. You gave her a look like, I don't want your fat ass.
And you don't have no information about the person, like, you are bugging out.
She looked at him like, I don't want your fat ass.
You are really hoping that somebody...
Somebody would have pulled out a gun like, you staying here, you're...
You would have to take the cameras and everything. You had to take the cameras and everything.
That man would have been a casualty with some dudes that I know. You would have seen the cameraman drop. Like,
she's a nice stripper girl, too. Oh, petite looking, in shape, you know. She's a stripper. She's healthy.
Old homeboy was crazy. Like, you ain't going nowhere. You stuck with me. Told me you love me.
He said he gonna hold in for the long one, so he gonna wind up getting her. Cause he really wasn't a bad looking dude. He just wasn't a dude in the picture, and he lied. The whole big thing is he lied. You know.
He should have worked out a little gut thing though.
I mean, he should have tried to work out a little bit. If he'd have worked out a little bit in that whole year time, he could have been looking real.
I don't know. That boy.
He was a big dude, but he wasn't
he had a good
a
heart. He should have started singing some other.
He should have just came out hard like ooh, I'm real sorry, baby. I don't know.
Cheers to the cheers.
But she, you
that's
know, I never got the
out.
Chance to look at the whole end. I think she was, you know, I don't know if she was
he
really.
He should have came out singing. She would have thought that he paid somebody to entertain her. He came out singing. Oh, he pays you to entertain me. Come on, cheers, just a cheers. No, it's me, baby.
A lie is just a lie.
Yep.
That's crazy
basketball wise. They do deception.
I mean, yeah, everybody do deception. I'm going to tell you this. This is a world of deception. But when you are talking to somebody you never see, in some cases, they don't even really talk to each other on the phone. They just really text. And email and Facebook and all kind of.
And you would be a stupid jackass to think that you're dating.
I don't know,
to
man.
To date, you have to go. To be dating, you have to go on a date. That's why the world is dead.
I don't know. You just don't see this person.
You
just don't
know what to tell you. Oh, yo, I go out with you. All right, we go together. We're a couple. You live 500 miles away from me, and we're just going to talk on the phone forever. You probably going to moan on the phone, and I'm a jerk off. That's the most sex we probably going to have with each other, some cyber or some phone sex. And how
sex,
I'm going to be faithful, and you're going to be faithful to me.
How you have tech sex?
And Johnny B. Good next door is running into your house, ramrodding you. So let me tell you about the long-distance girls, right? The long distance girls, I'm gonna tell you about them.
Why I gotta be long distance girls? I'm gonna tell you what happens. So you telling me the fellas is not?
The fellas is slow. There's something wrong with them.
Fellas ain't slow.
If you ain't getting no pool 90 from the, if you ain't getting no pool 90 for 100 years, dog, she ain't your girl. That's it. Your daddy teach you that. If your daddy didn't teach you
I'm
that,
I'm telling you, the fella, even still, that fella is doing something with somebody else too.
Yeah, he's supposed to.
He's supposed to.
He's never seen her.
He's the one playing her and not trying to see her.
Now, let me tell you something. No, there's a case of both. Sometimes it's men, sometimes it's girl in that category. They've all just been men doing it to women. It's been both, right?
Mm-hmm.
But, Jesus, right? You ain't seen this guy yet, right? You go to his house, you roll up on him. You find out he's not who you want him to be. Now you sad and you upset. What do you do now?
You
chased the dude for a whole year. You expect this dude to be faithful to you for the whole year he don't see you?
I mean, I guess that's
a jerk off for the whole year he don't see you. And the girl... You know now, let me tell you about the girls. This is what I was getting ready to get to the point to before you so rudely and abruptly interrupted me. Like you always do. This is why I tell you Friday night be something funny up in here.
Oh,
anyway.
Get to it, please.
Anyway. Girls that have those long-distance relationships, they usually in love with somebody close by, but he might have a wife or something. So she
You always got some imaginary stuff going on with you, man. She's a long distance boyfriend
to have a man to feel like, oh, at least I got a man.
Yo, you always got some crazy stuff going on.
I'm not just playing second chick. Yo, trust me, it's a mental, it's a psychological. You don't want to just play second chick. Those girls that do those relationships like no computer dudes, trust me, somebody in the hood is slapping, tapping, 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 tapping. Right? And he probably got a girl, so she can't claim him. So she get that long-distance boyfriend so she can feel like, she don't have to feel like a jackass every time she sleeps with this dude, knowing he got a girl. She feel like she got something, but she don't have nobody to commit to. She just want to still just have sex with this dude because she's probably waiting, hoping that this dude is going to leave his girl for her one day. Trust me. A lot of those girls on Catfish, that's what's going down. Dr. DJ Big School just laid it down.
Whatever. And let me tell you something.
You
might be totally right about some of them girls. And I'm going to tell you the straight up truth. Some of them chicks is just freaking
like
crazy.
This is my theory. Women like attention. There ain't no woman going to be last with a dude. This is my point. Hear me out, sister.
I'm listening to you.
This is my
point.
I don't care what you say. You're talking. It's not all about... I agree with you. No, but let me say what I didn't say.
But that's not the case.
But I didn't say
all
what I was
going
to say. How can you agree with something I didn't say yet? All right? Let me say what I'm going to say.
I'm waiting.
Come on, man. Just say what you want to say. You know, there's abuse. There's tough need. There's abuse up in here.
Listen, why don't you just say what you're going to say, please? Dude.
You know, I don't even want to say what I'm going to say now, man. Because I'm feeling hostility up in here, and it's just not right. You know what I'm saying? I came in here with a fair-minded...
Listen to me.
Glad Mama Kim and Mimi ain't up in here with you. I'll probably be jumped.
Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something.
They long distance women, man. They cheating, man. They know what they doing. Because they know this is the point I was trying to make to you.
Mm-hmm.
Real thing, Nicole. Women like attention so much. Ain't no girl gonna
women
have
like
a man
so much.
No, listen to what I'm saying. Women love a man to give attention. Women need attention. Oh, you always hear that when women leave a man, this she needs attention, need attention, need attention, need attention. That's what I said. Need attention, right? So you
it's
ain't
not
seen
only
it. Yeah, you're not gonna let me say nothing to get my point across. You're not gonna let Doctor Stu get his point across. For real?
All right, go, doctor.
Anyway. For women, and being that you are a species that need a lot of attention, ain't no woman going to stand by and be with a dude for 10 years and never seen him. Where's the attention at that? Unless you got Johnny Rambo next door ramrodding you, you don't care about this dude. Because, all right, he's cool to talk to on the phone. He's cool to chicken with, send some pictures. And when Johnny Ramrod's with his girl, you can call him and tell and act all sad and be sad and talk and this and get somebody to cheer you up and maybe have a little phone sex with you because you're going to play with yourself anyway. You might like his voice. And you can imagine him looking like something and blizz blah. So that's the only way you would be a girl and date a guy for 10 years online and don't see him. Because
no.
You're going to get hot, and you're not getting plugged. Somebody's going to plug you. Your toy is not going to work all the time. Maybe the first year, maybe the second year. I'll give you the third year. But the fifth year out of 10 years, somebody in the hood, and a woman like that, depending, she could be like a cougar. It might be, now she's even vulnerable. Now it might have her son's friend. Next door neighbor, because now she's vulnerable. Don't let a guy be a drinker or anything. That she's a party animal at that age.
Oh my
gosh! So,
psychoanalysis.
Listen,
of
I'm bringing
women
it down to you. I'm bringing it down to you of that woman.
That woman who dates on date.
You keep using the word date. Remember, sister, to date, you have to win on a date. If you haven't seen him, haven't spoke to him,
listen,
in 10 years since you met him online,
they
y'all never went on
a date,
all
right?
How do y'all date if he never called
you?
They
had a cyber date. It's like they had cyber sex.
See, that's a woman with low self-esteem.
I agree.
Because
there you
know
go.
Why? She did not
crazy.
Let the brother court him. She did not let the brother court her.
There you go.
She satisfied for not no chivalry in her life. She just said,
he
said she can
he
hear
him.
I didn't mind. He text humped her. He actually typed up humped her.
He mind
he humped
her. He got in her
mind
head.
Mind humped her. He had to leave so physically with her mind. And he close.
Scream.
You know, he could at least seen her one time up first and close in the mind. Humped
they got one show
he,
coming up where a dude got caught out there.
I'm telling you. How he broke down. Dr. Stu is telling all you ladies
listen,
out there.
I'm agree with you.
That the brother.
I'm agree with you that if a person don't see you for like 10
her
years,
out her,
that in those
her.
10 years she's going to wind up sleeping with somebody else.
The
yeah,
brother
I totally
emailed, listen,
agree with that. And I totally
know
that a man is going to do the
pants.
Same thing. And the brother.
You know what he did? He emailed her emotion out
he
of her
pants.
He
can't give a brother a good, real 2 months of denying him. I don't even know if 2 months. I think I'm giving leeway. 2 months?
Man, women are the same way these days.
Yeah.
You can't give a girl a half an hour.
What do you mean a half an hour?
Half an hour.
And she doesn't get it for somebody else
some
already?
Some men that beat the next nigga in a half an hour after they break up with their man.
Nah, they don't meet the next nigga. They have that standby number.
It's over, but you, but
getting at him, you know.
I just want to say, this is how they do it. They call home, but hey, how you doing? I'm seeing how you doing. Well, I broke up with that.
I don't care what you say, Stu. The first thing a dude do is go get some cooch, too. And you know that shit is true. First thing a dude goes to, go get some cheese. So come on, Stu, man. You being sexist right now.
I'm not being sexist.
If a female do it, she ho and she doing all wrong.
I'm not saying it's the right thing to do. I'm gonna just mess with you and get you mad because I know when I say the king can get you mad, but I'm not even gonna do that. If a dude get his heart broken by a girl, he'd be so heartbroken. A dude probably go for about a damn near year and a half, but only his friends is really knowing how that shit is kicking his ass. A girl will never know. it's for, well, she'll know because he'll be calling and flipping and maybe fighting, especially if they got kids going through the baby pops drama and all that. That's how that, and you girls usually like that. But your girl don't really know how that tears a dude up, you know? And it'll be really, 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 really tearing them up. So
you know,
dudes
what?
Go through it a little more. Girls, this is what happened.
So real,
that
that's some real talk.
Friend.
Yes, dude.
Now, that's the truth. The dude be sad.
I'm not going to agree with you.
The dude be so sad to his friends are distant. But you fuck up, punk. Get up out of here. Go get some butt. Yo, she out there doing her thing. Yo, I seen her with this other dude.
They
you
be
girl,
gassing.
Now, they be gassing because the girl will get caught.
Yo, I know some
caught.
Girls
y'all get caught on purpose.
Niggas in a while. Like,
girls, y'all get caught. Hey, that's a lot. Girls get caught on purpose.
Yes, dude, I don't
girls will go with the new. Girls will go with the new cat to where they know him or his people's will be. The girl will walk into the
Nah, fire. That's a girl that's on some hater shit.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of hater girls out there.
It's a lot of hater dudes.
A girl
too.
Will walk right into the spot.
There's a lot of hater dudes too.
With the dudes. While homeboy's there.
That's because she want to make a statement, and it's, she making a statement for a reason.
Yeah.
Something went wrong in their relationship. It ain't because they broke up, and it just they broke up. You know what
I'm
saying?
She's not making a statement.
Let me tell you.
She waited 10 years for the other guy on the computer. What kind of statement the crazy girl is making?
On what you feel about women, and, you know, you got some
women.
Real. Totally little couple
I'm not saying
issues.
Women, all women.
What I'm
all
saying
women
is,
ain't the same.
Me and I done had relationships. I done broke up with it. And I done stayed away from it for a couple of years. Not because of heartbroken, but because heartbreak and at the same time, you just, you know, and it makes it trying to find somebody. You know, it wasn't
this,
about a hump.
There are girls that go out with 5 different dudes a year. Even
I mean,
more.
There's girls that go out with even more than that a year.
Exactly.
It's dudes that do the same thing. That's called sex dating. Dating and sex.
Is it different for the dude?
I mean, I think you should keep it real. Whatever relationship you're in, I don't care who you meet
or
where you
different.
At. Let the next person
when
know
dude,
where you at.
When a dude do it, it's a different.
Keep it real.
I'm telling you, when a dude.
It's different.
It is
that's
different.
Only, that's the sexist way to put it. It's
no.
Not no different. A female
it's
could do what she want to do.
When a
bottom
dude,
line.
He's jolting his jolly.
You sexist as can be.
Let
you
me
don't
tell
even
you
know.
Something.
You don't even
if
know.
If we was in another country, you say that word right there to me, your head could get
if
chopped off.
If we was in another country, but we not in another
for even,
country.
For even having this
in America,
even
we
having
ain't on that level. You know right now, women is getting ready to get paid.
You know, but
today,
even right now, we're going to
have a
right
female
now.
President next year.
Let me tell you
I mean, what you saying right now, you need to get out of here with
I'm
that.
I'm going
to
tell you,
like, women do what they want to do and do how they want to do it.
All right, I'm going to bet you this, though. That's something, this is something
y'all dudes
real.
Just can't handle that. Y'all done
see,
done
this,
us
this,
over
this,
for
this.
Years.
See?
And now when we're liberated,
see?
You don't want to let us be liberated.
Let me tell you something.
You still want to pull us back.
Let me tell you something. This is why they have problems with women now.
It's not why. You don't want us to speak.
You. No, nobody not don't want you to speak. Nobody don't want to say that. Just want you to say what we want you to say.
You see what I'm saying? Oh, so you want me to say what you want me to say.
Yeah.
That's some real bull.
All women should get some notes from their man before they leave the house.
Y'all hear, Stu? Oh, man.
Put a
roll. Ladies, y'all hear this?
You have a rubber band around your wrist not to forget something when you walk out that house.
What else she should be doing? You got to take notes on this one.
I don't want her barefoot, butt naked, hand. I don't want to do that. She can be barefooted but she ain't, and butt naked, but she ain't got to be having no babies.
She ain't got to have a baby.
Nah. Be barefooted, butt naked, cooking on the stove. I think the one, you know, she always should have her own thing and own education and own situation and her own hustle. Respect that. She should be able to move on a drop of a dime when I need her to do something. The key is no back talk.
No back talk.
No back talk. Just yes, Daddy. Yes, dude. Yes, dude. Just yes.
And what's
yes
your role in this?
Huh?
What's your role in all this after she do all this for you? What she get?
This comes with being a sugar pie honey guy.
A sugar pie honey guy?
Yeah.
What's that?
You don't know a sugar pie honey guy?
Please
sugar pie
us.
Guy? A little bit before your time, K. Nicole. It's going to take a while to explain that to you.
No, you it's not going to go
down.
Out.
You're going to have to sit down.
So give me the short
girl.
Version.
Huh?
Give me the short version.
Sugar pie,
pie
honey guy is probably the best thing that ever happened.
Mm.
Taking her to the point of no return.
Like what?
You almost fell out the seat just knowing it looks because you're thinking about it.
I want to know what he do to take her to the point of no return because there could be a different side to the point of no return.
No, this is the point of no return pleasure. The pleasure point of no return.
And that's it? He just giving her a whole bunch of pleasure?
No, joy too.
What's the joy? What's the joy?
The joy is hard to explain. You know?
No.
The joy is hard. Well, let's say...
What is the sugar pie honey guy doing? He's working, paying the bills, he's doing all this. So he could be all day long.
He could do it. He could be doing it all. Let me tell you something. Sugar pie honey guy, he could be doing it all, or he could be doing. He could have a job too. You know, having a job is not in his criteria, but he's a swagger. He's a swagger jack. He's swagged out, and he's eye candy for her.
Oh, so what? He just hit it up and keep it hit it up or something like that. That's it.
Sugar pies, you hit it up and you control the brain from hitting it. He controls every step she make, every breath she takes.
Listen, do you all hear, Stu?
Sugar pie, honey guy. I'm telling you, man.
Oh, man.
It'll have her sitting
up.
Let me tell you
something. I'm going to
tell you how the sugar pie, honey guy is so much of a bad-ass dude. He'll have her standing out there with a mini skirt and heels in the middle of the project playing Skelly's waiting for him to come pick her up.
Oh, man. I don't know. Sugar pie honey guy don't sound like somebody I want.
Yeah, you know, he just got that swagger, but deep down inside, he's a good dude.
But what's the good about him? I just want to know what's the special. I say I hear you. You said you want the woman to cook for you, naked. You know what I'm saying? She could be barefooted, all in them heels. I mean, I think all that stuff is sexy and well and done. And you say you don't mind her having her own, so she must be working or getting her own money in some ways. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Her own education. So she got some smarts in her. But the sugar pie honey guy just comes by and hit it up, and that's it.
Nah. He hits it up.
Tell you.
He brings him joy. He does all type of stuff, you know. He's like the biggest part of their life.
Okay.
When they got a bad day and it's raining, he brings the sunshine. You know what I mean? He like the postman. Rain, shine, see the snow, he there.
Sugar pie honey
guy. He got a theme song. I'll play a theme song later on. Okay. I'll play a theme song for you.
That's what you are, Stu? Sugar pie honey guy?
I wouldn't say that, but I was just saying that, you know, I'm DJ Big Stu, you know what I'm saying? And that's who I am.
Sugar pie honey guy. Oh, man. Ladies out there that like them sugar pie honey guys that just control your mind.
My man, Duke, is a sugar pie honey guy. He out there listening. He know what the sugar pie honey guy is. Sugar pie honey guy. Now, I'm going to tell you a situation that happened back in the days that I seen that happened with two sugar pie honey guys. They both controlled this girl's brain so bad that she lost her mind. Because
they both was humping her?
Well, they didn't know it, you know. And actually, these guys They lived on the same floor. No, they didn't live on the same floor. They lived in the same, like, building. Like, one was on, like, top of the floor, and one was on the bottom of the floor. And the girl came to visit one, and the other guy seen it. And he was like, "Yo, what you doing here?" And she was like, "Oh, Sal forgot to live down the hall." So now, both of these guys are sugar pie. Sugar pie dying, huh?
I think she was sugar pie and them. She had two, y'all. Two of them.
Two of y'all. You talking about y'all? Tell your story about somebody.
You guys. I wasn't saying y'all. Were you getting all testy for like that?
It was the two of y'all.
Two of y'all.
But anyway.
Sugar Pie Honey
Guy. What are you talking about? She had two. What
are you talking about? You said she had two Sugar Pie Honey Guy.
Yeah, like you thought the IK Nicole, you started getting a little edgy.
Listen, that's what you said.
But anyway. Ladies and gentlemen.
You said both of them were sugar pie honey and her, living on one
anyway,
floor and
ladies
other.
And gentlemen, before K. Nicole, so
please,
abruptly interrupt me.
I didn't interrupt you. I'm following the story.
Well, now it's all about, how could I say, the sugar pie honey guy is the smoothest and the coolest in the world. You laughing?
He sound like Shaft.
I'm just gonna say this in short. You might want to play some music right now.
All right, so this is what the sugar pie honey guy make the girl say.
Come and put your name on it, put your name on it. Come and put your name on it, your name, but you wanna put your name on it.
tornado flew around my room before you came. Excuse the mess it made, it usually doesn't rain in Southern California, much like Arizona. My eyes don't shed tears, but boy, they pour when I'm thinking about you. Oh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you?
Or do you not think so far ahead? Cause I've been thinking about forever.
Enough to kick it, got a beach house I could sell you in Idaho. Since you think I don't love you, I just thought you were cute, that's why I kiss you. Got a fighter jet, I don't get to fly it, though I'm lying down thinking about you. Oh, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. You, no, 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 I've been thinking about you. Do you think about me still? Do you, do you? Of course.
leathers and put ice on the gold. Chili with enough bail money to free a big willy. High stakes, I got more at stake than Philly. Shopping sprees, copping three. Deuce fever, IS is fully loaded. Yes, bouncing in the next Luger. Tire smoke like Buddha. 50 G's to the crap shooter. Niggas can't fade me. Chrome stocks beaming. Through my peripheral, I see you scheming. Stop dreaming, I leave your body steaming. Niggas is fiending, what's the meaning? I'm leaning on any nigga intervening with the sound of my money machining. My cup runneth, over with hundreds. I'm one of the best niggas that done it. Six digits and running. Y'all niggas don't want it. I got the Godfather flow, the Don Juan DeMarco. Swear to God, don't get it fucked up.
What I see, you got what I want. the one.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it good, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it down,
I hope the chivalry ain't dead to you, boy, cause I'm grown. Got to pull up and then come up with that when I see what I want. Gotta go old school with me sometimes. Still keep it so 2012 on me, cause I still beef it up. I want you to know. Got the sweetest heart.
And all your cake, girl, you better stop, I got a big ego. I'm sipping on that brandy, that liquor comes in handy. And girl, I know you fancy, but this party I'm financing. She told me it ain't even like that. Been hating all night, a friend up tight, alright. I took her out the club, told her girl she be right back. Back to the crib, and in the morning all this was worth it. Baby, go get your hair did, then buy you a couple purses. You just perfect.
I'ma put it down, you gon' fall in love.
If you put it down right, like the way I want it, play it good, but maybe we can fall in love. If you put it,
Facebook, Beast Through Radio, Twitter, Beast Through Radio,
and K Nicole, Beastie Radio. You can always hit me up on the Beastie Radio radio site, Beastie Radio website, excuse me. And you can always hit me up on Twitter too, K Nicole, Ladies Night on Twitter. You know what I'm
good
saying?
Good night.
Good night, y'all. Good night to you all. And I see you next Friday. Everybody have a good weekend. Anybody out there drinking and hanging out and on their way to go to do the damn thing, make sure y'all do it safe. Drink safe. You know what I'm saying? Make sure they have the extra cash and whatever you need to get home safe. And, you know, have a good time, but be safe about it. All right, good night. Everybody have a good night. And as we go out, I got a song for Stu. So we're going to get up out of here. And let's go.
Oh, these niggas taking the game. I got seven to say. I want my spot back.
This is for the love of the block.
I want my spot back.
The
yes, and this is off the East Side Movie soundtrack. Like I said, big things are going on. Here we go.
Think about my money, 028 pick, niggas can't compete. Niggas up the block, trying to bring their work up the street, causing nigga heat. Niggas wanna eat on my block, trying to take my kindness for weeks, but it's going down now. I'm loading up the shit, dump the hollows, load the rhinos, make a nigga blood pressure drop. Turn them albino, leave the block hot all night like Lino. Richie, stash the burner, keep the finger trigger itchy, just in case a nigga wanna twist me.
Put your nigga trying to hit me, and I ain't on point, it's like standing on Madison without no joint, and you're robbing niggas, wanna buy a whole fucking mob of niggas, conversation short, when they try to stop a nigga, fuck that, niggas wanna buck, you trying to buck back and hit something, watch a nigga drop with his shit jumping, shit something, 50 rounds about to split something, rip something, the mortician gon' have to fix something, dig something, we ain't frontin', we head hunting. Be bumping in the bend, seat sunking. On some high shit, ready to die shit. Campbell and Tyler, playing some god shit.
For the love of the block, I'ma stay bust the heat. Break the bricks on the table so the whole fam eat. For the love of the block, I'ma get this dough. Big 20 inch slim, four pipes for the turbo. For the love of the block, I'ma stay bust the heat. Break the bricks.